From the First Presidency, Challenges Help Us Grow, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. When I was 11 years old, I lived with my family in the attic of a farmhouse near Frankfurt, Germany. We were refugees in a new place far away from our previous home. Refugee, one who flees to another place to escape danger. We were very poor. Because I was a refugee and because I spoke with an East German accent, other children often made fun of me and called me names that deeply hurt. Of all the times of my youth, I believe this may have been the most discouraging. Even though I still remember the hurt I felt, I can see now that this was a time of great personal growth. During this time, our family bonded together. I watched and learned from my parents. I admired their determination and optimism. From them, I learned that we can overcome adversity when we have faith and courage. Adversity means something that is very difficult. I think back on that 11-year-old boy in Frankfurt, Germany, who worried about his future and felt the lasting sting of unkind remarks. While I would not be eager to relieve those days of trial and trouble, the lessons I learned then were a necessary preparation for future opportunity. Now, many years later, I know this for certain. It is often in adversity that we learn those most important lessons that form our character and shape our destiny. Adapted from Two Principles for Any Economy, Ensign, November 2009, pages 55 through 58. Challenges in the Scriptures by David Larson. If you ever feel sad or left out, you are not alone. Solve these riddles to learn how some Scripture heroes handled hard times. My brothers took my colored coat and sold me as a slave. With faith, I solved the Pharaoh's dreams. From famine, all were saved. Who am I? When men were few and spirits weak, I raised the banner high. My troops then won their battles. Once they knew the reason why, who am I? High on a wall, I prophesied the Savior soon would come. The angry mob shot arrows, but no harm to me was done. Who am I? Tremendous floods destroyed the earth, for no one had prepared. But we and all the animals inside the ark were spared. Who am I? Although at risk to lose my life, my people mattered more. With bravery I asked the king to save those I cared for. Who am I? Obeying God gave me great power, time and time again, before the king at home and even in the lion's den. Who am I? When times are hard, here are some things you might try next time you're having a bad day. Think of your favorite joke. Sing a primary song. Do something you're good at. Go for a walk. Do something nice for someone. Talk with a trusted adult. Write in your journal or draw a picture. Read your favorite scripture story. End of From the First Presidency, Challenges Help Us Grow, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.